Meat factories have been central to the latest spike in COVID-19 cases here, around 300 in four factories in Kildare, Laois and Offaly. The outbreaks have focused attention on the working conditions in many of these factories. There are around 50 of them here with around 15,000 employees. They have come to the attention of the European Federation for Food, Agriculture and Tourism Trades Unions and we're joined now by its Deputy Secretary General Enrico Somalia. Enrico, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. 80% of people who work in the meat factories here aren't Irish. Is there a reason so many people who come from other countries work in the meat factories?
Well, good morning, everybody, first of all. Yes, we can say that the sector highly depends on migrant workers and cross-border workers coming from within the EU and from third country nationals. But we can say that actually the situation is very critical, not only in Ireland, but also in other member states. And the reason why meat processing plants became vectors for the spread of COVID-19 actually needs to be found in the poor working, poor employment, and sometimes also the deplorable housing condition that a vast proportion of meat workers are facing nowadays in Europe. So exploitation in the sector is unfortunately long-standing and systemic, and that's why we really need immediate actions at national level, but also at European level. We really ask for an immediate response also from the European institution, because the problems are not only national, but also international and European.
Yes, and your organisation compiled a report back in June on the situation of meat factories, and you included Ireland in that report. Let's look a little bit in more detail as to the working conditions. Many who work in meat factories are given work permits, and I think over 800 alone were given in the first part of this year here to people in Ireland. Do those permits tie the employee to the employer and make it difficult to leave?
Yes, actually, yes, and we can say that this is a condition that is quite recurrent also in other member states. So the condition of those workers is extremely vulnerable because their job is extremely precarious. Many of them live in overcrowded accommodation, sometimes to save cost or because the rent is connected or linked with their work contract. They work up to 16 hours per day, they get a very low pay, they suffer illegal wage deductions. So their condition of extremely precarious condition and the fact that their job is so insecure, makes them really vulnerable. And this, of course, is not helpful because they are scared, they are vulnerable, and therefore sometimes they don't report the symptoms that they may experience, and because of course they are afraid of losing their job. If in addition to this we consider the fact that sometimes they are not covered by sick pay, then you can understand what are the conditions in the sector.
You mentioned there illegal wage deductions. What is that? What deductions are made from employees' wages?
Well, according to our findings, what we are noticing is that in many countries, actually their accommodation costs are related to their work contract. So that means that in some countries, the employer is deducting accommodation costs, but also costs concerning working tools and other aspects. So if you consider that most of the time these workers just get the minimum wage. In addition to this, there is a wage deduction, and in some countries these wage deductions are illegal, then you can understand that the situation of these workers is really, 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 really problematic. And sometimes they really live in deep poverty.
Yes, and the cost of the work permits, which is expensive, is any of that deducted from the worker's salary?
Well, this depends really on the national situation and on the national context. The rules are not the same everywhere. Of course, having a high dependency on the employer, this is not certainly a positive aspect, because having such a high dependency determines the fact that they are not denouncing some of the time, they are not reporting the deplorable working condition that they are facing, and the cost of this work permit are certainly an additional negative aspect.
In what country, Enrico, are meat factory workers treated properly under employment law?
Well, we can say that we have good examples in the European Union, and these good examples most of the time are experienced in those countries where we have very good level of social dialogue, good collective bargaining agreements, industry level collective bargaining agreements that cover all workers in the sectors. So again, as usual, when employers and trade unions have a good relation, and when social dialogue and collective bargaining is strong, then at the end this is reflected in the positive working condition. We can see it in many countries, in many Nordic countries, for example, in Denmark, in Sweden, to a certain extent in Belgium as well.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland. Enrico Somalia there from the European Federation for Food, Agriculture and Tourism Trades Unions.